Hello, beautiful ones. And if you hear sounds in the background, that's my cat Percival actively playing, and I don't want to stop him because he's just having such a great time with a little ball of tape that I made for him that he is playing with, so you'll hear that. So welcome. Thank you for being here with me at In the Flow of Magic. And as I'm recording this, it's December 28th, and I am in the U.S., and we have been, many of us, not all of us, just the holiday season, which affects everyone, whatever your religious belief, or even if you're an atheist, in America, there's just a frenzy around December 25th and around the various holidays. And so what came up for me around this time, I wanted to just offer some reassurance and some camaraderie around the fact that, yes, the holiday may have passed in terms of December 25th and that sort of frenzy. As I said, in the U.S. now, folks are pretty much heading back home, but we have New Year's to celebrate, New Year's Eve, which is a big celebration, and often a lot of drinking and so on. But what Spirit brought to my mind was the fact that for many of us, I'm just going to say with Christmas, that can be very difficult with our families. And for those of us who perhaps have families that are severely dysfunctional or members of families that we really can't be with for a variety of reasons. Those reasons could be alcoholism, some sort of drug abuse, or just simply really negative treatment, abusive treatment, and so on. And this could be in the past, and now we're expected to maybe get together in the name of family. And so I know for some of you this might resonate. Hopefully you saw the title and you'll know if this resonates for you. So I just want to offer that at this time of year, it's a very deep time to go inward. In traditional Chinese medicine theory, as well as other natural systems, the winter time, if you're in a place where the weather is cool, especially, is a time to literally go inward, the same way that the trees in a cold climate drop their leaves, and there is a sense of bareness and almost a severity, an inward drawing. And we are also meant to match those cycles. And so I invite you, if you have come through the holiday season and are feeling a bit dry and a bit saddened by ongoing family issues, to just really take time for yourself to journal as one way to just share what's going on for you. If you don't really want to speak about this to someone, journaling can truly be so freeing. When I was a little girl going through very difficult times as a preteen, I got my first little journal with the little lock and the key, and it was green, as I remember, with gold. Some of you may have had a journal like that. It was padded, you know, and you could lock it, and so your mom or your dad couldn't see it. But now as adults, we can also take the time and just have a beautiful journal and just write our thoughts and our feelings, because while the media and others make this time seem incredibly happy, joyful, family, 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 I think there still isn't enough acceptance and conversation around how difficult it can be, one, if you do not have family, simply, or if you have family that is toxic to you, as I mentioned. And so there's this pressure, and so you may have felt that. And I just want to say that, you know, we as survivors, as women now dealing with this, the first thing we need to do is to love ourselves, because when we are around dysfunctional family or we choose to stay away, there can be this real sense of loss. And as I look up, I'm looking at this calendar, which has these beautiful image of, I believe it's birch trees. They're white and there's snow and they're just all these beautiful standing beings, these trees, and it's just white on white, and there's just a little bit of darker little areas on the trees, but it's just very, very sort of clean and austere image I'm looking at. And it's for the month of December. And so similarly, you may feel sort of an austerity and a sense of loneliness, a sense of aloneness. And so later in the podcast, I think I will just lead a brief meditation. But I invite you guys to head over to my website, intheflowofmagic.com. And I've opened up the membership there. And so I have a bunch of videos. I have a bunch of premium content. Anywhere between 8 and 12 videos are there for you. And there are some meditations. And as well, if you go to this podcast episode on my website, I'll put links to some of my YouTube videos that are wonderful meditations, specifically on grounding. So if you have difficulty with family, that can really damage your first chakra, Muladhara chakra. Muladhara means root. And so like the limbs of a tree, we need to have strong roots. But if we have difficulty with family, and even going back, I'm going to jump and metaphorically say with ancestors, right? Because through our lineage going back, there may be very painful, painful memories, painful ancestral scarring may have occurred. And I'm really channeling this, so I know some of you know what I'm talking about. There may be secrets in the family or things that there is more to it, but it's not talked about. It's very painful. There are hidden things that have happened that are influencing this generation, but they're not really discussed. And I do have that in my family. You know, it's sort of uncovering some of this. And it helps often in terms of understanding why parents and brothers and sisters and cousins may act the way that they do act, as we uncover past traumas. So for you now, Goddess, in this present moment, what's needed coming through this holiday period and preparing for the new year for 2018, what we can do is to ground into our root chakra. And so yes, if you head on over to my site and get to this episode, this will be episode 13 of In the Flow of Magic. Go to my website, episode 13. I will put links to numerous resources for you. I have a video on the root chakra, and I have, as I said, some meditations for grounding, because typically family troubles, as I said, weaken that first chakra. Now, the issue with a weak first chakra can often be money issues. Money issues, physical health issues, specifically issues with elimination, so it could be gastrointestinal issues, and just basically not feeling grounded, not feeling rooted here on the planet, not feeling supported, and that can lead to various manifestations of dis-ease. And so I will put some resources if you head on over to my site, because that's where I can really put links to, as I said, some free YouTube videos and some videos that are in my premium community, which I've opened up for free until, I believe, March 31st. So you can become a member of my tribe and you will get access to this content. In fact, I think what I will do is create a meditation there in my website. Once you become a member, okay, there will be a meditation on healing the root chakra and healing, beginning a process of healing our lineage and our relationships. So that's something that I'm going to make. That just came to me that I should place it there because it may be a bit long. And so I don't want this podcast to be too long. So just wanted to reach out to you and reassure you, you are not alone in terms of if there are wounds or difficulties with family and if you're feeling alone. Again, try journaling, getting support through therapy or some sort of medical or wellness trained professional, as well as on the spiritual level, strengthening and working with the root chakra and with deep self-love so that you realize that even though there are others, and we all have this, there are others in our family of origin who perhaps cannot show us love for a variety of reasons, we can still feel loved, feel strong, feel like a healthy plant, to continue that metaphor, like a healthy tree. We don't need to wither. We can continue to grow and thrive, but we have to get nourishment, right? We have to be fed through our roots. So that can be work with the first chakra. That can be self-care and self-love practices done regularly. That can be therapeutic support. For some of us, if we're deeply depressed, that might be pharmaceutical support. I mean, these are options that are there. And so if you'd like to work with me or have any questions, you can reach me through intheflowofmagic.com. I'd love to know if you have ideas for topics for the podcast, things you'd like to know. And as I said, for a limited time through March 2018, through the end of March, access to my premium community. You'll see it. You'll see member, join, and you'll get access to premium content that I add to about every week, sometimes every other week, videos and audio that I do not share freely on YouTube. So check that out. Check that out. Become a member of my tribe. And you'll also notice, if you're interested in it, there is a test there. I mention it most weeks. There's a little quiz, and it's your feminine stress type. Check it out. It's like 9 questions, and it's a little typology test, and then you immediately get access to some meditations to support that type. And these are meditations that you can do over and over that will have a profound effect, I promise you. These are the types of things that can really have a healing effect on your psyche, body, mind, and spirit. So head on over there, look for the links that will be for podcast 13, and you'll see all of this there. Namaste, and let's end with a brief centering. I'm getting ready to step into a new year, 2018. An upcoming topic will be the looking at this year of 2018 that we are about to step into. And it is a 2 and an 11 year, and so that is very powerful. I've never really looked at the year through some of the numerology via the tarot, but I will be doing an episode on that for early in January, so definitely check that out. And again, as I said, there are ways to contact me over on my website. If you have a great topic for the podcast, I would love it and would love to hear from you. So get yourself ready to just spend a few moments now. And as always, if we're meditating, just know if you need to clear your throat or move around, that's fine. As I do so. It's not about being frozen in stillness. You want to be comfortable yet alert. So come to sitting, goddess, somewhere where your back can be straight and where you can lower your eyes. Deep breath in, breathe out through the nose or through the mouth. Do that a few times. The first couple breaths, we really exaggerate. Take them in deep. Deep, deep breath. Draw it in, breathe it out. The mouth, when we breathe out through the mouth, that's even a little more relaxing because there's a sound and we can tend to breathe out longer. Once you do that a couple times, then just relax and let the breath be through the nose, normal breath, and you don't control it in any way. Just let your breath settle like a little feather moving through the air and just slowly, slowly swinging and settling down, landing softly. So the breath finds its own way, its own tempo. Percival, the cat, has settled down beside me. He often feels the shift in energy and reflects that. So he's curled up as only cats can. His little head is on his front paws. And he's curled into a beautiful letter C, a little furry letter C. So let yourself relax. Relax those shoulders. Any tension just melting, rolling off the shoulders and down the back. Just rolling and washing off of you into the earth. Wherever you are, if you're in a high rise or if you're in a little house, if you're outside, wherever you are, just feel that any tension just rolls down, washes off of you, and is harmlessly absorbed by Mother Earth, even through the floors. Imagine that it's harmlessly dispersed all the way down into the earth, that she takes everything. Letting your breath just be soft and relaxed. If you would like to, at this point, bring your hands to the heart center, you can do that now. Spread the fingers comfortably wide so you have a wide hand, just forming a beautiful, open, generous, protective placement over the heart chakra. And just repeating after me. We'll just do three times, but we'll also let the feeling reverberate. So knowing that no matter outside beings who may be troubled, that is the truth that does exist, but inside, knowing for yourself, I am worthy. Repeating after me, I am worthy. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. And I'd like you to just press your hands a little bit more firmly into the chest and just feel the muscles, feel the tissues under your hand, feel your heartbeat, feel the breath as you breathe in now. Feel it as the chest rises. You are enough. You are worthy. Just feeling that. You are enough. You are worthy. You might want to change it to I, using I. I am worthy. I am worthy. I am enough. Breathe in deeply with me. Exhale. When you're ready, just let that hand fall back down to your lap. Know that all around you there is support. On the spiritual level, there are beings that are with you to support you, to love you, to provide gentle guidance, no matter the difficulty of the situation. There are what we would call angels. There are beings of higher consciousness with you, protecting you, guiding you, no matter what happens. Through life and beyond, always with you. So it is, so it is, so it is. Namaste. Be well, and I will see you in 2018. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.